Welcome to the Salt Circle Podcast. My name is Hank. With me, it's an annoying Ben.
You could have just said darling. It was right there. Come on. Come on.
Dwarling.
Dwarling? Top tier.
Dwarlings are the best.
We watched a lot of Urusei Yatsura. I watched more, to be clear. I don't recommend it. It's a lot. Let me rephrase. I don't recommend watching it in like a year or less, however long it was. It's too much. It's way too much. 125 episodes, 6 movies. How many OVAs are there? 12? 13?
Isn't it like 190 episodes?
No, it's 190. It's 194, but 190. But like, there's a clip show. There's a repeat at the very end for the episode that won the popularity contest. So some people just call it 193.5. But like, technically, I think it's 195.
Yeah.
Physical episodes. And like a chunk of clip shows. Like, there's probably what? Like 180 something actual episodes? Which technically I did not watch. I'm a fake fan. Sure.
And then there's like 10 OVAs.
Something.
And yeah. 6 movies.
Yeah. It's a lot. You know what? It's one of those things like I feel like I would have had a slightly better.
I think it's like 11 OVAs.
11? I thought it was 12 or something. I mean,
it's 13, but the first two are clip shows.
Yes. Yeah, that's it. Or like, are those also considered like TV specials or something? They're not like true OVAs or whatever. I thought that was also a thing. I don't know, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. also, the OVAs aren't true OVAs because some of them are released in theaters.
Yeah.
They're not direct to video releases either. So I don't know. It's confusing.
The point is there's a lot.
It's not all well documented either.
Yeah. And some of it's documented
clear info. Like
weird.
That's what I mean. It's like it's sometimes with old Japanese things, the community wikis are not 100% accurate or full of all the information you want to clarify things.
Yeah. I mean, I thought the fan wiki was pretty comprehensive. There were a few times where I was like, am I crazy? Like, I don't remember this plot at all. And then it turned out it was like anime only. And it was nice, like that, you know, they were on point with that, or like manga differences and stuff.
They will say the manga difference, but they don't on the fandom page. They don't list the manga chapters it's adapting all the time.
Yeah, that bit is also a little annoying.
It's just weird. Like, why would you not have that? They're just there.
Yeah.
You clearly know which part of the manga it's adapting because you listed out the differences.
Dude, it gets so in depth.
Yeah, they get in the weeds and they're like, "What are you talking about? Where's this basic info? I just would like more easily searchable."
I will say, whatever. Despite how much there was and how I did get like burned out. I exaggerated earlier before we started recording. It was probably like twice. I think I got burned out like a chunk of the way through and then like kind of poked at it now and again and then found my second wind and now we're here. But,
okay.
You know.
Look, Urusei Yatsura, my claim about one of its strengths was it was a series that could be anything. And the anime asks, what if it could also be boring or bad sometimes?
Yeah, I think it would be a lot better without Megane. Like, that dude sucks. You know
what? Really bad.
I'm gonna leap.
He's in a lot of the show.
He's in a main character. He was a main character, and the places
anime only character.
The places where they replaced Mendo with him are like especially fucking terrible.
He's the worst parts of Mendo and Ataru, with no charm to him.
Here's the thing. Maybe
except even to the staff of the anime, who just like that character exists because they loved that voice actor.
People like him. I mean, at least as a character, I suppose. But like, I think based on the bits I've seen and comments I've seen, like people who like the anime, like they like him as a character. I'm like, you're okay. You suck. But all right.
We could never.
Don't talk to me.
Eye to eye. Yeah.
Like I get the people who say that.
There is a thing I have to drop on you, which is remember when I told you like the idea of somebody watching Ursaster and thinking, saying, Ataru is cool.
Oh no.
Those are animators on the who worked on the show that said that. Like, it's just when this show is at its worst, you get such male otaku gross energy off, like, stank coming off of it.
Yeah. Well, that's what
which, you know, sometimes it comes in good because, like, you know, Taro's in a Mothra costume or whatever.
So this is, like, what I remember saying to you specifically at one point, like, when I cracked on Megane, and I was like, it turns out, like, the ratio of, like, shit that Ataru does is like they Rumiko Takahashi got it down to like a science. Like she had the
she
exact
fucking
amount.
Did.
If you add any more, it turns into garbage.
No.
And they went added so much through Megane. And
yeah. No, it's just in the manga, it's fucking riding the night. It's fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Like he's still ultimately You're okay with it. Like you can because you need to be to like the romance.
Yeah.
Like
the
romantic moments hit so fucking good.
Yeah.
When he like shows he actually loves Lum. Like those moments have to hit, and if you make him worse, then they don't.
I think they still hit.
They do.
Yeah.
There's some late OVAs where I'm like Jesus Christ, the caliber and the sixth movie. Where you're just like, because they're like the sixth movie, like the whole setup is he's like the worst person in the fucking universe. And I'm like, you went too far.
You know what? I mean, I just did the sixth movie today. That was the last thing. And
yeah.
First off, I had like rock bottom expectations because like the hate for that movie is unreal. People like acting like it doesn't exist and all that shit and everything else. And I'm like, you cannot tell me that you love this series with and think Megane is a great character and then this movie is garbage. This is no worse than some of the other shit that is in this show. Like,
it's not
great.
For me, it's the thing that breaks me.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair.
And I watch it backwards.
yeah.
Remember, I like watch the movies in order, and then I went to the OVAs, and then I did the filler episodes.
And you haven't.
That was not great.
And you haven't seen, like, you probably haven't seen. I could not tell you what like my worst episode is, like just normal non like historical episode or whatever. But you probably didn't see it. You know, like I don't think you were going out of your way to watch the scraping the bottom of the barrel when you were.
I mean, I was watching the filler episodes, Ben. I definitely was.
That's not. I don't.
All the other ones are fucking manga stories.
Yeah, but sometimes they're manga stories that have Megane in them. He gets it, dude. When he gets bad, it's like fucking terrible. But I
saw all the episodes that are Megane special centric episodes.
That's true. Yeah. I think the worst one for me.
It's also very funny to me how many of the filler episodes come up on lists of people's favorite episodes.
I mean,
I think that's a thing of like when you're watching all of it, they stand out a little more as being
That's how I feel.
Like a change of pace or they're more experimental.
Oh yeah.
And when I was watching the movies, which are also that, particularly movies 2 through 4 or whatever.
Yep.
I thought that was interesting and like compelling, and then I finished the manga and I was like, no, no, the manga's perfect. Why are you fucking with perfection? Yeah. This is all just worse.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's less interesting to me as I kept going. I was like,
yeah,
but
we
could just be doing the shtick. The shtick is just better. Just do the thing.
See,
say the line, funny man.
Yeah. And see, I felt the way you mentioned, like, watching through the show. I was like, oh, this is kind of a wild, like, thing that they get to try. And also when the, like, again, when the manga is being, like, what if Megane was here? Like, I don't know. But I wore out of it, like, by the time I got, because I did the movies, more, not last, but, like, I was doing my little order thing. So, like, I was pretty deep in for some of them. I thought 1 was really good. I thought 2 was really good. And then 3, I'm like, where the fuck is Lum? And then I watched 4, and I'm like, where the fuck is Lum? Like, what are you doing? Why did you think...
Everyone should all the time just be saying, where the fuck is Lum?
I mean, it's true. Like, I don't know. They're like, we can make a feature-length Urusei Yatsura film. Let's make Lum miserable and then make her not in it much. The plot is Lum has to go away for a reason, and it's not like a short thing like when her passport expired or whatever. Like, they're just fucking miserable. Two was good, though.
They do the fourth wall breaking thing of like all the characters start losing their gag manga powers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's no longer super strong because Lum is gone.
Yeah. I'm like...
Which, like, that was funny, but...
It's funny, but I'm like, you did the thing... You demonstrated this by doing it and made it miserable.
Oh, yes, man.
No, I mean, some of those filler episodes literally are just like, what if, like, just nothing happened? What if it was just really slow and just, like, the...
Hell yeah, dude!
The locusts going off and nothing's happening and everyone's just bored.
Bruh, 2 of those episodes that I linked... That happened to be on, like, the top list or whatever, because you watched them, the Fox ones, where it's like, what if half this episode was just, like, chill nature shots? And I'm like, this is fantastic. This is Urusei Yatsura. Yeah.
Boring.
I did it. How dare you? I had one thing on Megane that... I'm not going to say it's positive, but like there was one specific, I can't remember the episode, but there was like a specific moment, and there was a couple of general moments, but like this, there's one in my brain where I feel like he could have been a good character. 'Cause like part of the thing that he also does sometimes is like be high and mighty, like take from a philosophical standpoint or some bullshit. Like, there was, I forget what the context was, but there was a Lum got a package and everyone wanted to know what was inside it. And he's like, I don't want to know what's inside it because the mystery of knowing what, of not knowing will be like nothing will match that or whatever. And then of course he fucking like backtracks immediately and he wants to see what's inside it. I'm like, this like type of character doing that sort of thing and like acting like he's a little higher, kind of in that Mendo shtick, but on a more general level. That's fine. That would have been good, but no.
Man. Well, I think a lot of that character's stuff is ad-libbed, because, like, they would just let that voice actor go off.
They shouldn't have. They should have fucking stopped that. That makes it so much worse.
It's just... what he... would do, and they liked it. I don't know.
Terrible.
I think that's what I read. But I don't know. I really disliked when they would give him, like, he would be him instead of Mendo. I'm like, fucking why?
Yeah. When it, especially when it was a moment, you're like, man, I remember liking this a lot in the manga. I guess. The big thing, he's related to the problem of the episode, but I think the general, it was like one of the worst, not the worst, I assume we'll talk about the beauty contest, but this isn't that bad. But
yeah, I watched that episode.
Yeah,
can't
yeah.
Say
well,
I didn't see the worst.
You have to, because otherwise, like, we're gonna lose out on 30 minutes of content. No, the episode where in the manga, it's Ataru like thinking about giving up, like he wants to not be class president, and it turns mm-hmm. into everybody thinking he's giving up being the main character of the manga. That shit's mm-hmm. hilarious. That
it's so good.
Fucking thing was too good, and everybody's like trying to argue for why they should be the manga protagonist. And then in the mm-hmm. show, it switches into everybody thinking he's giving up Lum, and it's like heavy Megane, like getting like, oh, he's gonna take over and everything else. And I'm like, this is you're trampling on sacred ground here. It's terrible.
Yeah. Well. They've never met a punchline that they can't, like, extend past and just keep going. Like, my big problem with the way the anime handles is, like, it's part of what's so good about the manga is, like, ending on the funny part of the bit and then it's over.
Yeah.
And the anime never can do that, or this anime, mostly because they're, like, trying to adapt one short chapter into a whole episode a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So they like pad it out with stuff.
Dude, the
and like if they sometimes that's padding it out with like, oh, fighter jets show up and everything's exploding for like 5 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just like ruining the joke. Sometimes like you like the joke is like this, the like episode is like these 10 minutes right here in the middle of the episode, and there's just like cruft on the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
I mean, again, that's more probably happens more with episodes I watched than even anything, but
yeah,
I'm kind of was specifically watching episodes where that notably happened.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
like that episode I watched with Tenten's mom, which was just fucking gold. That episode's so fucking good.
Oh, the Pyro one?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. You've made me remember a thing relating to a complaint I saw about movie 6, but I guess like people also probably had stuff to say about like OVAs or other things. I saw someone mm-hmm. talking about how movie 6, like the art they didn't like or whatever. I'm like, were you there? Like, this show is long as hell, and it's had like different art directors and also like teams to a degree. Like, there was a period there where everybody's face was flat as shit and it looked awful. Like, Ten's lower jaw is like a thin line. I'm like, this is too much. It looks bad. Like, I don't know. People just don't like the things I don't like,
yeah,
as it turns out. But whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to say also, it's been a little bit of a negative 20 minutes. I still really liked it. I didn't fucking sit through 200 plus episodes worth of show like hating it. Like, it was a good
look,
time.
At its best, it's fucking amazing. I fucking love movie 5.
Oh yeah, dude. And like
when it's just adapting the manga really fucking well, oh god, it's so good.
And here's the thing that I'll be very curious to see for the remake when I get to it. Those voice actors are so good. I'm assuming that in the remake they're also good, or you would not like it would have come up maybe. But like,
yeah,
I also have that issue of like you watch the thing first. And then you watch a shitload of it, and now you're like, these are the characters. But I do think they did that really well. Like, Lum's voice isn't like that fits perfect. Like, Ataru, like, everybody seemed really on point. Ten.
Yeah.
Ten sounds adorable, but, like, he's a shitbag.
Yeah. Now, there are a couple that are just, like, very different, but.
There's actually one voice. I don't know if there's ever a speaking bit for this character in the manga. Did you happen to see an episode where Kitasu Kitty speaks?
I don't remember.
He does a voice line in one episode. He has a single line. It is so fucking weird. It's so jarring. Like, it's just a dude. Weird. It's just like a fucking guy. It's so strange. I don't even think it was a dream or anything. And then after that, they go back to doing, like, he just whispers in Lum's ear or whatever, and she, like, says it for the audience. But it was a strange thing. Best character, by the way. That's, like, you know, you start, and you're like, it's Lum, and then by the time you finish, you're like, maybe it's Kitasu Kitty.
Well, that's... The whole, I love in the manga when it's just like a panel of Kitasu Kitty for no reason.
Oh yeah,
just
dude.
Just a little vibes
they
panel.
They do a lot of that in the show too. There is actually quite a few.
But there's,
like,
something about it in comics to me. That,
oh sure.
Because a cutaway for vibes in a TV show is, like, normal.
You
have so much time to fill.
We'll get to it, but, like, that's been the state. It's gonna come up in our salt pile. Like, man, this is an okay anime, but, man, the comic is really hitting, though.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Sometimes it's just gold, man.
Sometimes comics are just better.
There was I can't even remember the episode. They did a bit, right? And, you know, sometimes they do the bit a couple of times.
Sure.
And sometimes it's pretty good. In this case, it was Ataru heard, like, the clicking of heels on the hallway, and he thought it was Sakura. And then it turns out it's, like, Cherry walking on stilts that look like legs or whatever. And I think I looked up on the wiki, and in the manga, it either did that bit once or twice. In the show, they did it like 8 times back to back, and I was losing my mind. It's like you said about the joke thing, you know, like, we have our joke and it's funny, and now we're, like, up and away.
Yeah.
And then instead, it's like,
yeah.
If it's funny once, surely.
It's the Sideshow Bob stepping on a rake thing. It's like the example of that to me.
Mm.
In some sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Also, music. Music pops off pretty hard.
So good. Oh,
some of the themes.
That fucking... when the opening becomes so fucking 80s.
Dude, the rock, the planet. Her hair turns into starlight.
It's like all Star Wars references.
Yeah, man.
That rock the planet.
It's like that one because it's so good, and then it's like the first theme for me. Or like the
The first theme is powerful. It's so funny to me because, like, that one, it really didn't hit me at first.
Yeah.
But the thousandth time. Fucking love that song.
Me on episode 1, I'm like, it's okay, I guess. It's like, it fits the show a bit. Me on, like, episode 77, like, no, don't go, I don't want
to. Well, I was like, I mean my main thing is, like, I'm annoyed by the visuals of it.
Sure.
Just like the thing of, like, thinking the show is, like, about, like, a love triangle.
Dude, they can. Here's the thing. It makes sense if they use that theme for, like, the first 10 or even maybe 20 episodes, but, like, 77 episodes deep, I'm like, it's a little out of place.
You need it. This opening needs to be a little more Lum focused, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
Get on the fucking program.
Also, I agree. Like, you vocalized it, but I remember thinking it as well. Like, you vocalized the final opening as being like a good final opening for a series.
Yeah.
But I didn't think of like the final part, but I was like, you know, we're kind of, I was piecing it together in my head. I'm like, it's kind of nice that like it's a little more Lum Ataru positive.
Mm-hmm.
Cause like that's the accumulation of it all.
Yep.
Do you got a favorite episode that you watched, by the way? That you offhand?
I mean, it's probably the one I mentioned, Ten's mother. Okay. Like that episode was so fucking good.
I mean, that's just this is good shit.
I mean, my favorite thing the anime did is movie 5.
Yeah, yeah.
And I really like the Inaba OVA, the long one.
Yeah. The bait. Really good. The bait that you gave to me. You said they're like movies, and then I saw one was an hour, and I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Literally one is an hour.
Literally one. And then like I've been putting them off for so long because I'm like, I don't have 10 hours to kill. And then I looked later and it turns out all of the other ones, like 25 minutes. I'm like, you son of a bitch. Like, well, like normal they were episodes. In theaters. I'm like, oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Japan is more willing to put a 22-minute anime thing into the movie theater.
No, that one was pretty good. I didn't even like think about favorite episode. I mean, it feels fucking lame to say like the Fox one was really good, but like that's also so far removed from what's good about Urusei Yatsura.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Like,
I also think when Lum's getting her passport renewed, that episode's fucking.
Oh yeah, that's great. That's great shit. I think my favorite, I don't know if the episode overall is my favorite, but my favorite moment is actually from 107, that one that I linked to you, and it's where it, like the Sakura blossoms. I think it's anime original, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
filler. And it's just for the moment where like first off, they get that crazy, weird fucking liminal space shot of her flying over giant buildings. And they show, like, traffic, and the music just goes sicko mode for no reason, like, connecting with me on an intrinsic, visceral level that few things do randomly.
Uh-huh.
And then it's, like, her realizing that, like, oh, she finds Ataru, and then, like, she realizes he's in love with her and, like, is admitting it and everything. And she's like, no, you're not mine. And leaves.
Yeah, the shaking of the head.
Dude, fuck. Like that was such, and it's such a good, because it's like the same, it's like similar vibes to like the ending, right? Like I'll fucking say it on my deathbed. She's like, I don't want just some other Ataru who loves me, I want my asshole.
Yeah. When you told me that was your favorite episode, and I went to watch it, and then there's like a beginning scene right at the beginning.
Did not. yeah.
Kind of ruined the mood on that one for me, honestly.
Yeah, that's fair. That's like the other thing, you know, you've made me think of, because that also has a, I think right before the final scene in that episode is the gender bent scene, right? Like everybody should go to the alternate world or whatever. That's like the other thing that it feels worse in the anime, because like they sometimes in the manga, you get some of the same shit with like, Ryunosuke and like, oh, Mendo and Ataru like being forced to kiss because of the fucking thing, the glove or whatever it was, in the anime.
There's the boxing glove that like,
yeah,
grabs them from behind. And then there was the thing, the lipstick.
Yeah. In the anime, they have like they sometimes do like insane pop-ups. It's like, we're sorry you had to see that. two boys kissing. And I'm like, yeah. Like, I get it's an age it is, thing, but it feels worse in the show.
It was a bit, that was a bit in the manga that, like, cut away.
Yeah.
I'm sorry we had to see that.
Yeah. It just feels worse when it's, like, animated and voice acted, I guess.
Yeah.
And they do it a couple, I think they do it a couple more times in the show. But in that sort of general thing.
It's worse because they cut out the scene of all the of Ron kissing all the girls.
Yeah, man.
Sucking out their energy.
Yeah.
And then fighting a bear. God.
Dude,
Talk about the worst part of this anime, taking like my favorite manga story and fucking eviscerating it.
Condensing it into one episode's worth of mangled, unrecognizable garbage.
Well, like, no, just like taking the idea of like voting for a beauty contest as like the good part of the story, the part worth adapting, and adapting the fucking contest itself or the fight or anything.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I would have been fine.
Just like, all about voting.
If they could have done...
I would have been fine if it had been a two-parter.
I was about to say, like, some of the campaign stuff was actually pretty fucking funny. But, like, if it had been followed up with an episode, like, doing the manga story, like, the mm-hmm. like taking that stuff, it'd be perfect. Yeah. No, that... I don't know what the fuck happened there. That's like, it's like
they
a
don't
tragedy.
Even fight a bear.
They
what
don't
the
even,
hell?
Yeah, they don't even like they don't even do any of this shit at the end either. Like, just none of it.
Yeah.
Stupid.
It's just fucking weird. It's like, why? Why can't we fight a bear? You're usually all about just because it doesn't involve a tank.
Yeah, you're yeah.
Just fucking that first stupid military otaku.
Yeah, the first dude who the art director or whoever.
Yeah. They couldn't figure how to like stuff somebody in a fucking Nazi outfit and fly a swastika. So they skipped it.
Yeah. That's just
I know it's mostly weird. That one the main director for like the first half of the series, but there was a second half episode that also did that. And I was like, what the fuck? I thought we were done with this.
Yeah,
God,
no, I read that same thing. And then I saw there's like a couple more that do that sort of shit. And I'm like, you fuckers lied to me.
Yeah.
But
it's just otaku fucking
whatever.
Beard sweat.
I also found it hilarious that I think 107 is the first episode after he has left. And
yeah,
like
where
up
they
until,
changed the studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And up until that point, I was like, it's like the art just felt like it would have been in a bit of, it wasn't as bad as Flat Face era, but it had been, it felt like it was in a little bit of a funk. And then it was 107, and I'm like, this is incredible. Like, this studio is doing good work. I'm in.
Mm-hmm. But they were less burned out.
True. Yeah, yeah.
They're ready to try again, or to or rather to put in more effort than they probably should have.
Yeah, man.
For being real, the curse of being an animation studio.
Yeah. You know, I forgot to mention when I talked about the voice acting. One of the things that still is a little bit like not jarring, but it lost its luster a little. Ran's voice actor, the second voice actor that she has, just does not hit as well for me. And part of that is like, sure, you know, I spent enough time with the first one, but the first voice actor, when she got into like scumbag Ran voice, like it was so growly and shitty. Like, she sounded like an asshole, and it was great. And the new one is good.
I thought the second... I thought the second one got better.
She did. She did. Yeah. The first episode that it was changed or whatever, like, I was like, ooh, yeah, that's just the same voice but deeper a little.
Mm-hmm.
No, she. Well,
by the end, I'm
bigger.
Like forgetting that they changed her voice actor. Honestly,
I didn't.
That's
so
fair.
That was that. Her initial, like the first episode that we meet her, like her transition from going to like sweet into her shitbag voice was like, it fucking blew my mind. That made such an impression on me personally. I was just like, this is fucking great. Like this, what the hell? That was so good.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, I don't know. I like Ran. Some people fucking hate her. Dude, they like hate her. I'm like, that's the point. Like, she's supposed to be kind of hateable in a way that, like, Ryunosuke's dad is, you know, it's not that. Like, you're supposed to love to hate her.
Yeah, yeah. No, the thing I fucking love, how she's fucking terrified of Oyuki, but she's not terrified of Benten at all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's like ready to go to war. Just absolutely Benten stacked. And just fucking horrified at the idea of Oyuki being mad at her.
Dude,
like, I need to disappear.
Dude, that shit is so good. Like the few times that Oyuki gets angry are like, they're prime. They're like up there. Or just all, I just, all the shit with her and Lum. Like, even the modern stuff, like when they're in the cafe and, you know, Rand's doing the thing where she remembers all the bad shit from their childhood.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, Lum talks in such a way that, like, she leaves Rand, like, she walks out and blah, 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 and, like, leaves Rand with the bill. Like, that shit is too good. And the, just, like, the way that they, how they animate it, and just, I mean, all the voice actors is doing great work. It's so good. I love all those episodes.
Yeah. Also, because that one that doesn't have a term in it.
What episode? Yeah. You know, what did you think of the one that was just Ataru and Mendo? The filler.
I don't remember.
You don't remember they get trapped in the vault?
Oh, yeah.
And it's like,
I mean,
flooding.
That episode was whatever.
Yeah.
It wasn't the worst. It wasn't Megane.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. That would have been fucking cursed. No, I was like, when I read on the wiki that it's the only episode without Lum, and I was like, well, that sounds lame as shit. But then I like had my expectations low, and I was like, that actually wasn't too bad. Like, that was pretty okay.
Yeah. It's not as good as the episode without Atar, but, you know.
They can't all be.
It's any episode without Megane is
What if
that's the list of episodes I should have watched? Episodes without Megane.
Man. Episodes where the first half of the episode is just the fox, those are the best ones. Statistically kind of true, I guess, per audience picks.
Fucking, I'm blanking on the name of the scarecrow friend that he like runs up to and yells at. Just runs his name.
I can't remember. It's not just Scarecrow, is it?
No.
I'm looking it up right now. Summary, assignment, cast, perm, chibi, no. Where's the... he's not listed on the... Is it... No, that's not him. He's not listed on here.
Wow.
It just says Scarecrow.
Scarecrow? Maybe he's saying Scarecrow in Japanese.
He might be. That would make sense. I just see Scarecrow. Gosaku?
Sanshiro.
Oh.
That's his name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Sanshiro.
He's great.
He's fucking chilling. Fox yelling up to this fucking fishing scarecrow, like all fucking out of breath and excitedly, and like gets some piece of information, just immediately takes off.
This is great.
I love when he runs up transformed as his teacher and then like transforms back into himself as he runs away.
Yeah, yeah. Like, dude, him like trying to fool people, and then like later on when they just know it's him, but like they just kind of go with it or whatever.
Yeah,
it's great. There was
no one is fooled.
I don't know if you would have seen it, because it wasn't like, I don't think it was like a top one or whatever. I think it wasn't the first one that he's in either. He's like trying to give Shinobu a gift or whatever, and she's in a makeup store, and he's like, oh, I'm gonna help out, and he puts a bunch of makeup in her bag like from the store, and it's it cuts to him outside the store, and he has like his arms crossed, and he's leaning up against the wall, and he's like all happy with himself. And then like from inside the store, you can hear Shinobu just getting shit on by the clerk or whatever for stealing. And he's still like so happy with himself. Oh, it's so good. I like that guy.
His voice is very good.
Oh, yeah. He's so cute. And he says cone.
Yeah, he's basically a Moogle.
That's solid. And see, I mean, it's been so long now. I can't remember. I know I liked those, like the Fox stories in the manga. I don't know if I liked them as much in the manga. Those might be ones sure. where it was a little better for me on screen.
Sure. You just like big pictures of nature.
I like well done pictures of nature. They were done. The implementation was done, and like the stuff with Scarecrow and everything. It wasn't in a way that made me feel like I was bored. Because like if they're just showing stuff, sometimes it's boring. But like if they're showing, like if they're doing like a cut to like Katasu Kitty, and it's like him smoking on a hill while the tree blows and there's like stars or something, like 10 out of 10, hit me with it.
Mm-hmm.
But sure. If you're just doing a shot, like I'm not a, I have standards sometimes.
Do you?
Sometimes.
Well, you'll get your craw about some weird thing you don't like sometimes.
Look, man, I've had, that's salt pile content. Never mind. We'll get there. I've had realizations about shit that I like or find acceptable or whatever. That may be splitting hairs. Yeah. What did I think about what?
So, on terms of like the art style thing on the sixth movie, mm-hmm. that I don't find that interesting. But I do find it interesting some of the art style changes in the later OVAs, what you thought about them. Like when we hit the 90s, there's like that one that's just like, it's just very different. I think it's not even the last one. And then there's the like one from the early 2000s that's like digipaint and looks like ass.
Oh, is it the is it the one that just looks like it's older than all the rest? Because I watched mine, where they were like a little... I watched that order, and I don't know that I was actually watching like the release order.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't... I watched them chronologically.
And I was watching them, but whatever you fucked up thing they had. I was following a guide. It was something.
Your guide was, on terms of the OVAs, I don't know what the fuck they were doing.
They had an excuse. I forget what it was. It probably wasn't good. Yeah, because like Obstacle Course Swim Meet was like the first one.
They were like trying to fit it to where it would be in the manga, but the anime doesn't follow the manga that like...
How dare you? And it's... As a canonical connoisseur, it's the only way I can watch a show.
Well, then you should reorder the entire anime to line up with the manga.
I don't got that kind of time.
Instead of just sticking in an OVA every 20 episodes because numbers look nice that way.
That broke it up.
Yeah.
Watching 200 episodes, it made it a little more bearable. They also had
this anime with one extra episode of anime.
They also had episodes 191 through 193 or 190 through 193 after like episode 40 or something. They were like, these are kind of whatever. They're manga, but like they feel like fillers, so you can just put them anywhere. I'm like, you've lost me.
What? Feel like filler.
Was it Terror of the Girly Eye Measles? Man, it's hard to highlight shit.
Oh, I'd have to look at the list.
I think it was. I think I'm thinking of Terror of the Girly Eye Measles that, like, just had a different. It looked wonkier than everything else.
The coloring was, like, all different.
Oh, you meant Obstacle. Yeah, right. Because I watched Obstacle. That's the 2008 one that I watched like first.
Yeah.
I'm glad I watched it first because I didn't like it. I didn't really like how it looked.
No, it looks like butt. It looks like butt.
It's like a weird cursed halfway between.
Yeah, I was Terror of Girly Eyed Measles is the one I meant.
Yeah, it's yeah. More. Yeah, it's just
90s.
Fucking off. Yeah,
it's very funny that you say that makes it look older.
Does it not?
Does it look like an 80s? No, it's like...
I mean, older than that. It's not... Even. It looks worse than the show. It's not good.
Well, yeah, like... The coloring, the color palette's just more washed out. It's just like more pastel.
I mean, also the line work. I think.
Well, it's going for more style.
Okay, well, you can't always succeed, I guess.
It definitely doesn't look older.
Okay.
It may not look better.
Oh, it certainly doesn't look better. No, the 2008 one looks like some weird bastardization between like the original show and like the remake, but in a not good way.
It just like hurts my eyes to look at. There's something about like its color palette that's so fucking.
This is it
harsh.
Also the vibes it gave off and how they did like.
Oh God, this is, vibes are also. Gross.
It's some of it I still don't know how to explain it, but it made me think of like the thin fucking line between I like this in this context, but then in here I don't like it, and I don't know how to describe why.
No, it's hard. Like, but they go too far with Ataru. He's too much of a dickbag.
I mean that, but also just like how some of the reactions are, like the
oh, sure.
Facial exaggerations. For example, in like the original series, like when someone's yelling and their head turns giant, I'm like, I find this okay. But like if a more modern anime did a similar thing, maybe I wouldn't like it. That seems like something on paper I would be like, this is stupid.
That seems like. Now you're watching anime, like anime derogatory.
it's like that sort of thing, or like how the characters would blow up emotionally in one way or another, and I'd be like, I don't like this. But in the original show, it was fine. What's going on? I don't know. Maybe it was just everything. Maybe it's just like the art style and the cadence of everything and all that. Just
I mean, I don't think that. I mean, I do think that's. That OVA is not very good.
No. But even aside from that stuff, I'm like, meh.
Yeah.
Meh. It was, you were right also. You said it would be jarring, and it was very jarring, but.
Yeah, like, they had you watching that at, like, episode 170 or something? I don't remember.
I can hit
way
you.
Well before the end.
Fine. Since we're talking about it, I will quickly go through the list. Episodes 1 through 21, TV special 1 and 2. Episodes 22 through 58, first movie. 59 through 99, second movie. 100 to 140, third movie. 141 to 151, The Memorial album, which I think was a clip show, because I got pissed about it.
The first two OVAs they tell you to watch on that list are the clip show ones.
Yeah. Well, it's a clip show, and then it's one... Oh, sorry. They also have an insert thing, 22 to 58, and it says, like, on the side, 180, 187, 188, 193, and 195. Which I'm like, what are you doing? I certainly would not want 195 at the fucking beginning. That's weird.
No, that's fucking madness.
I know. That one, I'm like, you've fully lost me. And then it's 152 to 165, and then it's the obstacle course swim meet. And then it's like, you do up the episodes, you have a
clip show thing. Finish episode 165. Let's now do the OVA from
2008.
You know, 30 years later.
They, yeah. And then it's a clip show OVA, Ryoko's Tea Party. And then it's 175 to 191, movie 4. And then it's like, finishing up the anime and then all of the rest of the OVAs in kind of whatever order.
I also don't know where they're getting this, like, this is OVA 11 and 12.
They listed on here. What do they say? OVAs are ordered here according to their partial manga continuity, but they are numbered based on the release date.
That's not true for 11.
Maybe they were working with bad intel. Maybe the wiki wasn't as good back then. I don't know what year this is from.
11... The ones that are listed on here as 11 and 1 are the only two OVAs that were released before the end of the series.
Don't.
And they're the clip show ones.
Don't fucking at me.
I'm just saying, like, I was like looking at this list because you said you were referencing it. I was like, all right, what's Ben doing? And I'm just like, tilting out over their choice for the OVAs.
It doesn't matter, like, though, ultimately, you know?
Yeah, but thing. Like the sensible thing is just to watch them in relation to when they released.
Anime. Yeah.
Like that's what it did with the movies.
Like hindsight 20 fucking 20, I would have done it, but I'm not going back through all that again. Yeah. They also have the other thing I ignored was.
Well, I was yelling about this even before you got to this part. So
whatever, I was too committed.
You just hard committed.
Yeah. I was doing a thing. It was the way I needed to do the thing.
Sure. I'm just saying. Also, the way they list movie 6 on here is very funny.
It makes sense because of how movie 5 obviously ends, but also I watched movie 5 first because I'm like, I'm assuming this is rock bottom dog shit. I'm not putting that in the middle of all this. I'm going to watch the normal good stuff first.
Plus sure.
2008 thing. And then I'm going to watch movie 6. And then it was like fine. And even like, I don't know. I thought it was okay.
There's something about movie 6 that like, causes... I just completely lost patience with the way Ataru laughs. It's like cackling that voice actor does of his like weird giggle thing. He does a lot in that movie.
I mean, he does a lot.
And it, like, broke me.
Yeah,
he does. But it's, like, all he does in that movie.
Sure. Well, because he's all over, what's her name, Lupica or whatever, Lapica.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he's dialed up a little too high.
Mm-hmm. I didn't care because after movies 3 and 4, I'm like, Lum's here. I'm having a good time.
Yeah, fair.
But it is a weird.
I just got a thing of like. I don't. Sometimes I just think the anime's too mean to Lum. Be fucking.
Oh, 100% they are. 100% the anime is too mean to Lum. It's not even an if or whatever. Sometimes
I'm mad about it.
She's a treasure.
She's watching YouTube tutorials on her phone in the 80s.
And like, oh man, her fucking, all the scenes of her cooking are also too good. Like with the flamethrowers and shit.
Yeah.
They're very, very good about like drawing and animating all of the like sci-fi shit, which is also very satisfying. I love their chip designs and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was getting a
little... But I really feel the like otaku male
like yeah.
view yeah. on the series where like they do not get the like what makes the romance work and they like the shitbag characters too much.
Yeah. I mean, that was actually that was the other thing that I'd mentioned to you when I said like the
shitbag dudes in particular.
Yeah. Well, shitbag dudes, and the other ratio that I remember mentioning to you at some point was like the amount Megan and other people, maybe they amped it up in the TV series. I don't know offhand. It's just a feel. The people who like don't fucking respect that like Lum and Ataru are technically an item, or that at least at the very least that Lum only gives a shit about Ataru. Like,
man,
I feel like the instances of even like Mendo or someone like fucking propositioning Lum is like higher in the show, or at least feels higher.
Well, it's just they have the whole stormtroopers, which are like so much more explicitly
I mean,
unit that's about
that
obsessing
precisely.
Over Lum.
Yeah,
it's like just that element. It's just like much more magnified.
Yeah,
because they made them a thing instead of just these are some boys that are also in the class, and obviously they like Lum because she's great.
Yeah,
everyone likes Lum.
No, like they're. I remember early on, I didn't even mind them too much because I'm like, I thought they were going to be like toned down or something, and then they weren't. They just kept going.
Yeah.
Man, it was an okay moment though in the show when Ataru's parents are out and like Lum and Ataru are just at home. Everybody's losing their fucking minds over it. And I forget exactly how it goes down, but they're like, oh, Ataru's going to try shit because he's a scumbag. And I'm like, if Ataru fucking tried shit with Lum, she would love it. Like, what are you guys all smoking? But then, like, at one point, Megane says something, or Mendy does, because he's there too. And fucking Lum is like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, my body belongs to Darling. And they all just fucking, like, turn into statues. And I'm like, get fucked. Like, then they stop bothering them, and they go to sleep or whatever. And, of course, there's, like, the joke. Like, he has to wear the suit. Like, Ataru kind of is like, wait, I'm actually kind of nervous about this, because, like, what the fuck? This is, it's reality now. But then there's the suit. But, like, just that whole fucking bit, it was very satisfying.
I remembered the one other thing that's really bad that I have to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking pedophile teacher for no reason.
Dude, the fact that I, like, he was fucking hardcore locked out of my memory. You brought him up, I'm like, who the fuck are you talking about? Like, and then I saw him and I'm like, I don't even remember.
Pedophile teacher who's in love with Lum that they bring up and, like, explicitly... He's a pedophile. And then, like, they end on the joke of him, like, being outed. And then, like, he's just back as their teacher in, like, more episode. I'm just like, what is happening?
Yeah. No, that was... That's funny. It's funny to me because, like, I just so fucking forgot about him.
No, they also... It's also a thing they do in the... in the beauty contest episode, is they explicitly like point out that all of Rand's fan club are fucking pedophiles. It's why they like her.
Yeah.
It's like it's specifically using the word lolicon.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say there is one, I think I messaged you. There was like one redeeming moment for like Megane and those guys with the flower that Rand has that like spreads rumors and shit. mm-hmm. and it latches on to Chibi and it says something about like elementary school girl or whatever the fuck, and they all just stop walking, and Megane is like, Chibi, what? And it, the flower like fucking says it again, and they all just fucking ice him like immediately. They're like, we're not talking to you anymore. Like, don't be with us. I'm like, yes, yes, this is the response. Like, that's what you do. And then, like, that was, like, one of the only good bits, because then it latches onto them, and the flower starts saying the shit, and then they realize that, like, the flower is saying it, and it's not cheap. It, like, it was an actual okay bit with those guys, probably because Lum wasn't in the same fucking shot. Mm-hmm. But, like, that bit was, that was solid. No, the fact that they bring a pedo teacher back is... insanity.
The whole plot of the episode is about them like outing him as a pedophile.
Yeah. Fucking ridiculous. I mean,
that was the probably the most sent I was by watching the anime.
Yeah,
it's like, what is happening?
I mean, yeah. Overall, still really enjoyed it. Like, I'm at this point, I'm almost a little worried going. I'm looking very forward to the remake. I probably need a bit of a break, but like, I'm ready to be ready, I guess is how I'll put it.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder how you'll. Mostly, I wonder how you'll react to some of the voice acting.
Dude, I'm like a little. Like, I'm a little scared. I'm very positive going into it. Like, I'm not like locked into like, no, it's not this. It's fucking. It's gonna be worse. But like, you just spent all that time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That
I don't know. A lot of. I think a lot of them have similar.
Yeah,
similar vibes. I would say that the two that stand out as feeling the most different, the principal is just a completely different type of performance.
Sure.
Like just it's just kind of weird because the voice is just like it's much deeper. But Sakura sounds very different, I would say.
Okay, see, that's when I was wondering. I've seen very few clips. I think I've seen like exactly one clip that maybe had. I know I've heard Ataru's voice. I might have heard Lum's, but I've seen like exactly one clip that wasn't the intro and songs that you've linked.
Yeah, she just doesn't have the like gravelly aspect that the
Sakura
this version does. Yeah.
Yeah. See, I was like, Sakura's voice is really fucking good. There's some of the episodes. Maybe in a couple of the movies too or something, I don't know, or the OVAs. But some of the later episodes, like, she goes even harder on like making it deep and is just so good. Oh man. That was another thing I noticed actually that we didn't bring up. I felt like the show like sexualized Sakura a little more. I feel like the manga did far less of that. Not that it didn't, obviously, but like I don't know. Maybe I'm misremembering a little.
There's just more anime.
There's just more, yeah. I mean, that's like, you know, there's all those filler episodes. Like, statistically, probably is just more.
That is not the... There's so much more extra sexism in the anime. I don't know that that's one that stood out to me, necessarily.
Sure. Well, you know... As a fake fan, you didn't watch all of the anime. Coward.
It's true. Let me tell you, it's a lot. And also, the way I watched it was not ideal in terms of... Like, I was pushing forward watching the episodes I was the least interested in watching at a certain point. It's like, all right, I'm specifically watching these filler episodes that I think are all bad.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while, a fucking next on would just get me. And I'd be like, no, I gotta watch this one. I gotta watch this one.
Yeah, I remember you telling me, like, the next ons are, they keep being bangers. But the filler, like, I don't care about the filler.
It's just a thing, like if we weren't doing this, I wouldn't have watched nearly as much of the show as I did. I would have done what I did and watched the movies and kind of maybe been done. I might have missed out on watching OVA, the Inaba OVA, which I think is better than most of the movies.
I think, like, movie two might be, like, movie one or two might be my favorite. Two was so good. It hit for me. It had the kind of surreal vibe that I think was good in a way that, like, three wasn't. I watched movie three, and then, like,
three and four are just, like, trying to recapture what two had.
2 weeks later, I could not remember what three was about, and I had to, like, force myself to think about it.
Yeah, man, that's how I felt. I was like, what were three and four? What happened to those movies? Oh, yeah, Lum left.
Yeah, then it's
Shinobu
just
lost her strength. Ataru was like a pink thing.
Yeah, it turns into a hippo.
Yeah. But the scene I really do remember, which I think is from three, is about they're doing the red string of destiny bit. And Lum finding Ataru and his hands are just fucking full of string.
That's
the one instance of the anime being too mean to Lum where I'm like, okay, but that's funny though. That is so fucking brutal, but it's funny.
Yeah. No, that was a good bit.
But I saw them like, oh my god, that's so fucking rude.
Yeah. No, I don't know if I can recommend doing what I did and watching all of it. I certainly can recommend like checking out the top list and the at least movies like 1 and 5. Anything in between, I don't know.
Yeah.
Inaba the Dreamer.
The movie I'd still say, if you're not gonna watch the new anime, is read the manga and then watch
the manga
your favorite stories.
Yeah. Unless your favorite story is the beauty contest, in which case maybe skip it.
Yeah, maybe do a little scouting on
do a little research.
The episode was well adapted. Maybe not that one.
The manga that, is just that so was, fucking prime.
Yeah.
And that's what launched me. Like I went in so deep. I was just riding that wave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when it's sometimes it's just adapting the manga well, and it's fucking
top tier. Yeah.
And sometimes it has Megane, and you want to die.
But then sometimes you get a Dwarling, and its life is good.
You get a Dwarling! Oh. Dwarling.
The first time I heard that, I messaged you, and I was still going back and rewatching it. I fucking went back so many times. Like, I remember watching it for the first time, too, because I was, like, a little bit sleepy and then, like, jolted. Yeah. I'm like, wait, what? What the fuck was that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't think there are any Dwarlings in the new anime.
No Dwarlings yet. If they know what's good for them, put one in.
Yeah. Now I just need you to be not burned out enough to watch the new anime. And
it'll be sooner than you think. Probably. How many episodes are out?
Yeah, I mean, I've... 33?
That's fucking nuts. That's like not even a Namek arc. That's not even a Kai Namek arc.
And I think it's going to be 48. So I figure we just do that one when it's done at this point.
We'll see.
Because we're going to podcast and it'll be like 4 episodes left. Let's do another one. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah. And then we do the catch up. Yeah.
I mean, I was fucking ready to do fucking episode by episode on that new anime when it started. So
look, I also was ready, but I needed to finish this. It was
at
you
were not ready. You were not ready.
It was at the point. No, I was ready to start the remake. And for a bit it took a lot of willpower to not just start the fucking remake because Megane is beating my ass down. And then, like, I think it was on when I was back in the States for Christmas, because that's when I was going to go hard, and then I just kind of ended up not as much. And then I think that I feel like that's also when you informed me that, like, Megane is not in the new one, or maybe it was right after I got back. And I was like, oh, man. Imagine. Like, he is, but he's just the same, like, he's the same background character that he is in the manga or whatever.
Yeah, there's, like, a character who has black hair that kind of looks like that design.
Yeah, yeah.
But does not talk.
Yeah, he keeps his fucking mouth shut. But no, like, I'm...
And the it's just a different one of Atara's friends that's kind of the... Who's just normal.
I'm also...
He's just around sometimes.
I'm also banking on it. Like, you guys... What was your capture moment for, like, being in on the new... anime, like, what got in on, like, when watching it?
It was, they teased the opening, like,
see,
before
the
show came out.
And see, when you showed me the opening, I was like, it's whatever.
Nah. Yeah, I had like read the start of the manga. I'd watched the first episode of the anime, so I had like familiarized myself with what it was and like had an idea about reading the manga one day.
Yeah.
Like, was in the back of my head as a thing I wanted to do.
Yeah, and I saw it bone dry, and I was like, this is whatever. But I did make the joke about, like, catch me in, like, 2 years or whatever, and I'm balls deep in it. That one is, that's aged like a fine wine. But when I went back, now that, you know, I've seen however much of the, I forget how deep I was in the anime, I was deep as hell. I've done the manga, done like a couple movies at least under my belt, and I go back and I watch the opening. I'm like, I want to see the fucking new Urusei Yatsura.
Yeah,
there's no.
I'd say I'd like I'd like within the past year I'd like looked into Urusei Yatsura, and like gotten just enough to understand why Lum rules.
Yeah.
As opposed to like before that, I didn't know. Whatever, mm-hmm. Like, I had a vague idea of Urusei Yatsura as a thing that existed, but I had no feelings about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Other than I had seen other Rumiko Takahashi stuff, and I knew she was fucking good. Like, I just...
Sure.
Knew she was talented, so...
I think, funny enough, the next Rumiko Takahashi thing I'm looking forward to is Ranma Half. Like,
sure, but you have to do Mason and Koku first, because I'm fucking dying to talk about
No, I'm gonna, we're doing it. Because
I've already, that one, I've already fucking binged that whole manga. I'm fucking waiting on you on that one also.
What? At the tables, we're even at least. In this, for Rumiko Takahashi shit, we're even.
They're not even.
I had Urusei Yatsura fucking slammed.
Oh, you're correct. You're right. You did slam the manga. No, you're correct. I apologize.
Yeah, no, on manga purely.
I'm bowing. In apology.
I cannot see myself
You burned that manga so
fast.
I fucking
decimated that manga. Dude, that's like how I'm far more likely to binge. I think if it's at this point, like if it's a Dragon Ball kind of thing where stuff is moving. OG Dragon Ball, I'll say. That I'm more like Scavenger's Reign. I like binge that shit in a day or whatever. And I'm like, if I could do 12 episodes in a day of Urusei Yatsura, I'd be fucking done in like a week.
Yeah.
But the lack of like forward momentum, just, it's not necessarily bad, but it's really hard for me to binge that.
I need some kind of compartmentalization where I can see the end, mm-hmm. and then I can go hard. Like,
dude,
like
that's
one
what
of the tricks. One of the tricks with Urusei Yatsura that got me through it with a manga was I had a certain number of volumes on my iPad, and it wasn't all of them. So I thought I was closer to being done than I was. So I pushed harder. Like, oh no, that wasn't the end.
Yeah, yeah.
But like that worked out because it got me, it pushed me to go hard. It was easier. Like, which is why I had to do the thing of watch, like, I'm going to watch the filler episodes of this anime. Because otherwise, I was just never going to fucking. It was an insurmountable mountain of that 194 episodes of anime.
Dude, I don't know that I'm going to do the anime for Ranma Half or Inuyasha or whatever. Mm-hmm. I really want to do the manga. Ranma Half is a little nostalgic for me, but man, that's so much fucking anime. If I do,
it's so much.
I think I would absolutely not commit in the same way that I did for Urusei Yatsura. Like, I wouldn't even bother, like, with a pot. I would literally do the thing of, like, I'm going to watch one of these a week or, like, poke at it or whatever, and we're not going to talk about the anime. It'll just be a thing I do in the background.
No, the only reason this became a thing is because I'm fucking waiting on you to start the new one.
Yeah, I know.
Really? Otherwise, I would have just left you to your... Yeah, watch the old one at your leisure. That's fine.
But now I have
that sounds good.
Now I have the full context. It's important.
That you do. You put in the work. Cannot criticize the labor.
Oh.
But it was labor.
It was. it was a bit of labor. Oh, I'm so excited for the new one though. Like I'm very. I am. I'm probably look. It's either going to be like a month or it's going to be like two days or whatever.
Let me tell you, it's good.
Yeah, I know. Dude, this is why I haven't been watching any fucking clips. And even at a certain point, I don't know what the hell happened. I haven't even searched for anything, but YouTube is like, yo, what about new Urusei? Specifically, I've not seen a single old scene recommended. I've seen multiple things of new Urusei.
Hell yeah.
And like I haven't clicked on a single one. I don't know anything. And like except for the theme song. Like that's all the theme song and the art style. Fun anecdote. I talked to a dude who didn't know that the remake existed. He thought that all of the new art was fan art in a style that people just latched onto. Fucking sent me. Dude was so like, funny. What remake? And I'm like, the one your profile picture is from? He's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh,
so
man.
Fucking funny.
Whew. Yeah.
That's so funny.
No, but I, I'm
it's just funny to think, like, if this had just been like a show on TV that I had like watched, I don't know that I would. It would have, like, would it have hit for me?
Yeah,
because if I read the manga, I fucking love the manga.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But like, I wonder how I would feel if like just this old anime was the my like in on Urusei Yatsura.
Yeah,
I
mean, honestly, it would depend on the shit you were catching. I think. Like, if you got unlucky with the stuff you were seeing, you'd be like, this is garbage. And if you got really lucky with the stuff you were seeing, you'd be like, this is the toppest tier anime of all time.
Yeah. It has peaks and valleys, that's for sure. This version.
Yeah. But no, I'm really, really banking on liking the new one, which is why I've been, like, not doing anything with it.
Uh-huh. It'd be so funny if you just fucking hate it.
I'm just like, this isn't hitting at all. Three episodes in, I'm like, it's garbage, Hank. I mean, that'd be a fucking hilarious podcast episode.
I don't know what I would do with myself.
Dude, I don't know what I would do with myself. Pretend to like it? Take it to the
grave? It has lum.
See, that's the thing. Like, it has fucking lum. I'd like the art. There is now that I'm finished with the original anime and the movies and everything else, there is one other thing I can finally fucking do that I've been pretty excited for that I've been waiting until I finished watching to do. I can finally incorporate all of the music that I downloaded into my library and listen to it.
Hell yeah.
And I scrounged. I found all of it. I had to DM people. I had to wait.
Did you download that album that's just the, like, where all the Beatles covers are from? Do you have that album?
What's it called?
I don't remember. I have it. I think I have it favorited on YouTube. Give me a sec.
Oh, man.
Because that was such a fucking bizarre thing. It was just like every once in a while, that's a fucking cover. That's like a weird instrumental version of a Beatles song. What is happening? Why is it all from Magical Mystery Tour? Oh no, I don't have it favored. Oh yeah, no. Digital Mystery Tour was the name of the
Digital Mystery
by Yutaka Mogi. You might not, because like it has, I think it has songs that aren't on. That aren't Beatles songs. I don't know. If they
do you have a name of a song? Like just any from that list?
I mean, they're the Beatles. The Fool on the Hill. Your mother should know.
Okay. I mean, I'll just look. Fool. No items. It said complete music box. Doesn't seem very complete. Let me check another.
Disc.
Let me see another source. What was the guy's name?
Yutaka Mogi.
Yutaka Mogi. How can it not be?
This
here?
Was such a fucking weird rabbit hole that I went on to find this album.
What was the album called? Digital or Mist? Something?
Digital Mystery Tour.
I have Digital Trip. Like
covers of Magical Mystery Tour songs.
Yeah. I somehow missed that. I'll have to look around. I have, like, I got the complete music box, which is, like, 15 discs. And then there's, like, another 11 that I found, some of which are, like, there's like one that's called just like Lum for the World. Urusei Yatsura Forever Best. But then I have Digital Trip. But I think though there's like Digital Trip and Jam Trip. And those are like fan type things. Yeah, I don't know if that's on here. That's annoying. It's supposed to be everything.
I don't think these are like some of the best music of the show or anything.
No, but
and
I
every
just
time
want them.
These songs, yeah, every time these songs came up, I felt like I was having a stroke. It's like, what? Why is it the Beatles suddenly? What is happening? This is like weird version of the Beatles, you know? Like it doesn't. It's like MIDI version or whatever. It's just bizarre. And it happens so often.
See, like, I didn't even know. Because I don't know. I don't fucking know Beatles songs.
Yeah.
This background. Like, is it called something else maybe that I have? I don't know. I don't know. I'll be interested to know if any of these dozens of albums have the shit in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like if one has like 60 tracks or something and it's just like all of the music they had or whatever. I'll peek around, otherwise I'll just grab this. Now I'm gonna listen to it all in one go and then I'll do the remake. It's just 26 albums, Hank.
Did you watch I sent you that video of Rock the Planet of the woman performing it? And
yes. Yeah.
It's very fun, good.
Yeah, dude.
Her like leopard print outfit.
Oh. That song is so her fucking 80s, good.
With her 80s hair.
Yeah. shit Rock is planet, very good. Anyway,
I think that's a podcast.
Yeah, man. Urusei Yatsura is good.
It is. You can just watch the movies. Yeah. And by the movies, I mean movies 1, 2, 5, and the Inaba OVA.
Just watch movie 6 so you can say it's your favorite and talk about how much you love it and trigger people, and it will be funny as hell.
It's just not...
You know what? If that was the only thing you had seen, I think it would be fine, actually.
It wouldn't like, hit. You don't know that.
Okay, we need a test subject.
There's nothing in there to hit.
You don't know that. This hypothetical asshole could love movies.
No. Yeah, I mean, there's something in it which to hit the romance beat correctly.
Sure.
Like, in which case, I'm just going to say it doesn't hit. If someone fucking... I feel like demonstrably people don't love that movie. Even the shitbags.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch the last episode of the anime.
Yes, that too.
That one's pretty good. Ugh. Watch the second to last episode, and then watch all the episodes that are listed in that.
Honestly, yeah, even though their audience poll.
Yeah, they did a poll. Although I think there's at least one on there. I'm like, that's not one of the top bits. That's some filler garbage.
What a hater!
I am a hater. They're mean to Lum. Want me to be mean to you?
Hey, don't be mean to me. That's...
I don't mean you. I mean the hypothetical other person. They have to... If they're mean to Lum, then I'll...
Oh, okay. I was going to say...
Ataru. I would be mean. I would bully Ataru.
Everyone bullies fucking Ataru.
It's true. He deserves it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, my favorite is when Lum says divine punishment and then shocks him. He fucking deserves it.
Dude, some of her shocks go so hard.
But that's a based on a cuckoo thing I'm realizing now that I was thinking of. Every time the main character of that is kind of a dickbag, he like his comeuppance is like labeled divine punishment. Of just like him walking into a tree.
Nice.
Because he was getting too horny.
Look, we've all been there, dude.
It just happens sometimes. But he's a much more likable character. That's, I would say, the big difference.
Yeah,
is based on Ikoku, the main character, actually like a likable character, and he has like a full arc.
Imagine.
And like that whole manga is like that arc. But based on Ikoku is the one I think I'm actually curious if you'll not like it, because so much of it is gags about misunderstandings, which you fucking hate. I know.
We'll see. I mean, it depends on how that. I've eaten my words so many times, but at this point, yeah. Like,
but it's gonna be an interesting test case because that it's so built on misunderstandings constantly, right until the end.
Yeah. No, I'm looking forward to it. Dude, Rumiko Takahashi has won me over already.
Yeah. She's very good.
Yeah, go figure. Go figure! Fucking, like, her list of works is not huge, but, like, every single one of them bangs. Like, shocking.
They're just all immensely popular.
Yeah.
Anyway, saltcirclepodcast@gmail.com, saltcirclepod on Twitter, anchor.fm/saltcircle, youtube.com/@saltcircle. Check out Salt the Wound and the Salt the Wound shorts.
Yeah, you can see me beating Hank's ass.
A little bit.
A little bit. I've had you on the ropes in every episode.
Who's on top, baby?
I would have decimated you if the game had fucked my controls. All my muscle memory was borked.
I don't know about the game. The emulator.
The emulator. The way that they, because it's a save state. I got fucked.
Well, look. You could have requested that we stop.
I'm
and
no
you could fix it.
Pussy. I was going to win.
You just eat shit and then complain about it afterwards.
Yeah. If I had requested a second to set up my controls within the emulator and then lost, I wouldn't have an excuse. I would have to accept that I lost.
Yep. Uh-huh. Exactly.
This way
this
I
is
win
why,
either way.
This is why refs being bad in sports is good, actually.
Yeah, no, we got a ton of stuff on. I love having our shit on YouTube. I'm so much more there than on like podcast places because I don't really listen to podcasts.
Yeah, I'm so glad that YouTube finally allowed importing from an RSS feed, so I could set that up without really doing too much.
Hell yeah.
Because every episode that went by became more and more work. A bigger and bigger project until it was a nightmare. And that's, it was never going to happen.
Yeah.
And then they got their shit together. And they made the videos for me. Hell yeah. It's even organized correctly now. Because something on the back end like got sorted out. So the episodes are ordered on the page in the right order.
Yeah, I remember at first they were all fucked.
Yeah.
Oh, check out episode 112. It's a banger.
It's giving me an aneurysm, but then it all sorted itself out. And I've had fun editing those shorts.
I can tell.
Because it's really because I was in the weeds fixing that fucking Tekken video.
I mean, yeah, that was a lot of work.
Testing these muscles. Honestly, by the time I even did the third one, I've forgotten stuff I knew when I did the second one.
I mean, yeah, that'll happen. All
right, let's get out of here.
Peace.